Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, it's Marks and Reese. Twitter today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomery. Vote for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area online. Mark-Jewelers.com. We'll get to your phone calls. We appreciate you holding. It's been a while since we've taken a call. We recognize that. We appreciate that. But Tom Brady, at his media availability today, asked by Rob Motti.
Rob Motti, Philly guy.
Yep, Philly guy now living in Florida, but still with his pulse on what's happening in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And I'm assuming this is the question and the answer, full question and answer. And honestly, like, Mike Florio actually wrote it up on Pro Football Talk pretty quickly. Some people might think that it's like you probably think it's silly that we obsess over him not shaking Nick Foles'
hand. Yeah, I'm
sure
a lot of people would think it's a silly question, but these are the questions that get reaction, and that's what you want.
Right, because I don't think it's silly. I think he's a poor sport, and two separate occasions where Nick Foles beat him, he ran off the field and didn't shake his hand. But like I'll just say this. His answer here, like, it makes you like Tom Brady a little bit. Here's the question and answer.
Tom, you just mentioned the Eagles are a team that don't let you off the hook. Their fans don't let you off the hook either. I know you talked about in the podcast the other night about they always remind you about that drop pass in the Super Bowl. I'm wondering, how aware are you? Those fans are obsessed with you not shaking Nick Foles' hand after that game. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I've shaken Nick's hand plenty of times, though, so I had a lot of respect for Nick, and
boo.
You know, I try to be a good sport as best I can. I know it doesn't always look like that because sometimes I get a little pissed out there, but for the most part, I try to be a good sport.
There you go.
He 100% knows about the Nick Foles handshaking thing.
Yep.
There is no way he hasn't heard about it.
Well,
no way. There's no way. Think of how often it's brought up. Think about talking about the game, the drop pass. He mentions how Philly fans always bring it up to him. You don't think a Philly fan's ever gone up to him and brought up the Nick Foles handshake?
I mean, are people?
Well, it's either that or you dropped it in the Super Bowl.
Right. Which one is more awkward to say to Tom Brady?
You dropped it in the Super Bowl. And that's somebody that's like yelling at him through the stands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Brady dropped it, bro.
Right.
He could see that, can't
you? Like, I agree with you that he's had to have heard it before, but maybe he didn't connect the dots or whatever. I mean, I don't know, but he more or less admits that he didn't. Like, he's
sure he's been asked about it after the Chicago game where it was with Chicago Nick Foles beat him, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Right, like, I'm sure he was asked about it
and
there.
He self-destructed in that game, too. He called a timeout he didn't have. Or was it a fourth down?
It was
a fourth down.
He thought it was fourth down when it wasn't. Or no,
he thought it was third down when it was fourth.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and then they won the Super Bowl that year, so he bounced back. But there is no way he doesn't know about the Nick Foles thing.
All right. And so, he acknowledges that he could be pretty, as he said, pissed in those situations.
So you guys think if the Eagles win, he doesn't shake Jalen Hurts' hand?
Jack, what do you think?
I think he will, because I think Hurts is a young player.
Him. And he respects him.
And now he knows it's a thing. Like, he's clearly knows about it now. I think he knew about it the whole time, but he's been asked about it now.
He says that he respects Nick Foles. But do you think he really respects Nick Foles as a quarterback that he went out there and went toe-to-toe with him and beat him? Or do you think, like, that loss, like, I know
he's furious about it.
He's furious about it. And he probably has a picture of Nick Foles in a training room somewhere, and he's putting lipstick on him and things like that, like in Billy Madison.
Yeah, because he played good in that game, too. It wasn't,
great.
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, he has 8 now if he loses that one. They almost won that one.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tom Brady ignored me once before.
What happened?
Talk about
a real snub.
I know. Well, here you go. So I was a young reporter. I'm trying to think how it was, maybe like my third or fourth year on
the NJ.com days.
This was NJ.com days. And okay. The Patriots were in Philly practicing. It was a joint practice. So I guess we could look up what year it was.
It's probably 15, right?
Yeah, it was relatively.
It was
yeah,
Chip.
Because of Chip. Yeah.
It was
so
Chip.
It was like my, I guess, fourth or fifth year. And the practice was over. He's walking off the field. He's by himself. And I'm like, all right, I want to ask him a question. I want to ask him about what he thought of the Eagles defense. So I go up to him, and as he's walking, I'm like, hey, Tom, I'm Elliot, blah, blah, blah. Just keeps walking. Doesn't even acknowledge my existence.
Why?
Well, I'm sure he was busy.
Does he not – he doesn't want to talk unless it's a press
probably,
conference
yeah.
kind of guy?
And look, I probably shouldn't have approached him off the field, but it will be my memory of my interaction
so
with Tom Brady.
Did he look at you, or did he just look down
going.
And said nothing?
No, I just kept going.
All right. There you
so
go.
Would you not vote him for MVP because he's one of the biggest jerks in the league?
Wow.
Or?
That'd be really Big J of me if I did that. No, I would vote for him over that. But I'm sure – right. I mean, what do you think he remembers more, ignoring me or ignoring Nick Foles?
Ignoring Nick Foles.
You.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
Hey, you're a young reporter trying to make your name, trying to get a nice little quote, and you just snubbed you. Yeah. Disappointed
in
Tom.
Trying to do my job, trying to inform the fans.
Right, as the journalist that you are.
Yeah, exactly. The Big J in me was like, I need to get a quote for my story, and he wouldn't give it to me.
I would have snubbed you, too.
Well, that's rude of you.
It was a good job by Tom Brady.
Appreciate it.
All right, back to the phones. Brian in Mount Laurel joins us. It's Marks and Reese with Elliott Shore Parks in for Ike. Brian, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing great. You know what? ESP, you're now IBS because you do nothing but give me gastrointestinal distress.
You and Merrill.
Ooh, boy.
Okay.
What's your issue?
You know what? Are you fucking for Dave Spadaro's job?
Or what?
You're changing Dave Spadaro's job to be the ultimate homer.
Wow, shot. Like, well, how am I homer if I'm right?
You can't change your expectations in the middle of the season. Right, you said they were 11-6.
Okay, right? Yes, I thought they would make the playoffs and win 10 or 11 games. The bet with Howard was 11 games.
That's
You're right. Yeah, so it's a successful year. They made the playoffs.
Changing expectations, though, like when you say, "Oh, they changed and everything of that nature," that's like changing a bet in the middle of the game. Oh, they threw 2 interceptions. I'm going to change now.
I'm not changing a bet. I didn't change my bet with Howard, but those are two separate things. The Eagles season can be successful without reaching the bet I had with Howard. I don't think people went into the year saying Elliott has to win his bet for it to be a good year.
No, I get that, but
dope.
I've heard people – this is I am a lifelong Eagles hater. I go back to the late Roman Gabriel days because – everybody, every year it starts out and it's promoted by the media, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And then.
Well, I don't think anybody picked them to win the Super Bowl this year.
I've heard people. Oh, I've heard it. I've heard Eagles fans already establish the excuse that we're going to lose this game because the referees are going to give Brady every
the calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I haven't.
Stop.
I've heard that yesterday.
Like, listen, just. Play the game. You know, just recently you were like, you know, when you talk about, oh, well, the down the edge of the stretch, the Bucks played the Panthers. They suck. They played this team. They suck. If you flip-flop the season, right, if you put you play the Giants, the Redskins and everything, if you flip-flop the season – how does that pan out?
Like, yeah, but you don't flip-flop the season, so I don't get what the point is.
I do wonder if the Eagles would have been better off with the easier games early
Probably, and then
the tougher – I don't know, though, because what would they have thrown in those games and then maybe had success and then been ill-equipped to handle the better teams? I don't know. It's interesting.
Maybe. And, I mean, look, getting these teams late in the year, like the Giants were a dumpster fire when they got there. In theory, in the beginning of the year –
they were
not,
better.
Yeah, they're still feeling optimistic. I do think the Eagles, like looking at the schedule, I didn't think the Niners would be as good. I thought there would be some easier wins on there. But, yeah, I think they would have been better off getting those teams later on because they were playing better.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jack. How many have we checked off today from the Brady Bingo? A bunch.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good amount of. I would say the most used today is like got to get pressure on him.
For sure, the front four thing.
The front four has been used a couple times.
He didn't shake Foles' hand.
Right, but that was also by Rob Motti.
Right. Wow. He
He's seen it all.
He's a sore loser.
He's seen it all. It has been used today. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's been pretty good.
You're not going to fool him. I think that was said.
I think Shield knocked
said
that one.
Something
well,
similar.
I mean, Hugh like just knocked out four in 10 seconds.
He
like,
did.
It was almost impressive. It's like he was playing along at home.
Yep.
There's one on there. I'm surprised we haven't gotten. I don't know if I should say
bottom right corner.
I was thinking top right corner.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that goes with the whole cheating thing,
right?
Which, did we do the cheating thing yesterday? You were saying it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I agree. I don't think it's a big deal.
Right. So,
well, which cheating are we talking about?
The deflating of the football.
Yeah. I mean, the videotape thing, I think, is...
But that's not Tom Brady.
No, but he knew
he
it was going on.
He benefited from it, yes. Yeah.
But the deflating football thing, I think, is overrated.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean...
I was thinking for tomorrow's show, should we ask callers how you beat Tom Brady? And see how many we can
just
check off.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah, the deflating footballs, was it a big deal? He made it a big deal. How about that?
He must have felt it gave him some sort of advantage.
Of course
he did.
Of course.
But I don't think it's the same as videotaping your opponents.
No, it's not.
Right.
No. That's legitimate stone cold cheating.
Didn't he deflate the footballs in the rain, if I'm not mistaken?
That game was nasty.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nasty on Sunday.
It was the Colts game.
Right. So we got to specialize on the... Well, you're down there. Why don't you do some investigative journalism for once?
Should I stand by the footballs and make sure he doesn't do it?
Well, if you get a random text saying, hey, can you deflate these? Make sure you report it, okay?
Hey, Tom, remember me? Remember that time you blew off my question?
Got you back,
pal. Got you back. You're cheating. Got you.
Yeah, would you be surprised if he was up to something like that this weekend?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he was still trying to deflate footballs.
No, but not to deflate footballs, but to get any type of edge he can.
Well, even that's if
even if it means skirting
doing.
The even if it means skirting the rules.
That's what you should be doing.
No.
Why?
Deflate like I first of all
I'm not saying cheating, but you're talking about finding advantages within the rules.
He threw his cell phone into Boston Harbor.
That was shady. Not a good look.
He destroyed evidence.
Can't imagine. There's nothing screams I'm guilty like throwing out your cell phone. Yeah. It's the number one I definitely did it move. Like for sure.
It makes the story that much better,
too. It does, yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Pensauken, New Jersey. Christopher, how are you, bud? What up?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I just dropped my phone in the river. Get out of here, Brady. I can't stand you. I don't care where you play. Mm. Don't like you. Don't like your hair. Don't like TB12. Don't like your wife. Don't like none of you.
The avocado ice cream, you like that?
No, I don't like him. For a fact that Johnny, that he did hear some of that stuff about dropping the ball and cheating and everything else because – my brother-in-law, my nephews at Cabo St. Lucas about 5 years ago ran into them and they drilled him on everything. He was pissed.
I'm sure he was thrilled to have that happen.
He was hot. He did the face and walked away and all that other crap.
Mm.
Yeah, he definitely knows about the handshake thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with John. I don't think it's a success. I like John. He's Catholic school. Like I went there. He held you accountable. He doesn't just curb the grade.
What?
Now, it's that this season's a satisfactory season to me, but I definitely need to see more out of that kid because your right-hand man, Joe G, makes him out to be the next coming of God every night with all his hot takes.
Well, I mean, it's Joe G's a football guy, so
I'm tired of Joe Giglio.
No, but Chris, I like what you say, satisfactory. Like, this has been a satisfactory season, but does that mean it's been a successful season? No, not yet.
What's the difference between the two?
And you remember, there is a big difference. You remember when they hired Nick and I called up John, I don't know if you remember, I said, I like him because they said they're going to teach him fundamentals and learn football the way they want it instead of just doing the dog. Hey, how you doing? Now, but that defensive coordinator and the kid needs to show me something. That defensive coordinator, you can do numbers any way you want. They're hollow numbers, Elliot.
How can points allowed be hollow numbers?
Dude, they played you.
They played teams that. What do you think these bad quarterbacks only pop up on their schedule? Other teams play these bad quarterbacks.
Elliot, you're going to get married, or you did get married, right?
I don't care about
anybody else's marriage. I care about my marriage. I don't care what goes on in the house next door. I care what goes on in my house.
Well, but I think it's important when you talk about the context.
I hope he gets a job so fast because I'll go to Bangio and I'll pay him more than I pay Nick.
All right. Well, look, I think if
Kelso loses glasses too.
Yeah, I agree with the glasses. It's a
with
bad
the little
look.
Menu, the little hot, the little McDonald's menu.
I agree.
On the little card.
So I watched a game from home. I forget what one it was. It was I think the Washington game I watch it from home, and I will say the Gannon sunglasses. Like I can see why fans get irritated looking at him on the TV. Like outside of just look, I think people overreact. Like I think he's done a good job this year, but I could see the sunglasses with the little card. Could see how that would irritate people.
Yeah, I'm okay with Gannon. Get him some players, and then we can talk.
They've played 16 games that really mattered. You take away the Dallas game. They played 16 games. They had five bad games in there.
Well, and I also feel like that if we're giving Sirianni a pass for figuring things out in this first year, then don't you give Jonathan Gannon that same pass to where it's like, all right, like, yeah, I don't think he did a good job early, right? Like, playing the corners 8 yards off in a lot of these games, like, didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's made some adjustments. So, I mean, we'll see.
And he is getting, interest from other teams. I think that also speaks to. Now, I saw our old buddy Groh is getting a head coaching interview too.
So with the with the Panthers. No, that was an offensive coordinator. Yeah, he ain't getting
for
that.
Him. Yeah.
He ain't getting that.
No, I agree. And I don't think Gannon's going to get a head coaching job this offseason, but I think he could get one in the future. I mean, he was viewed, like, coming into this year.
He was a hot coordinator prospect.
Brandon Staley wanted to hire him. Yep. I mean, he was viewed as a better candidate for his job than Sirianni was for his job.
No, actually, Doug and his idea of what he wanted to do with his coordinators, the Eagles were like, what are you talking about, dude? Sirianni comes in and says, hey, Jonathan Gannon's going to be my guy. That was a much better plan for the Eagles than it was.
Helped him get the job.
For sure. When are you getting married, Elliot?
July 9th.
Wow, all
right. There's something about when people, like, I know what the date is. I definitely do. But it's like when people ask me about it, there's always a split second where I'm like, I got to double check myself.
That was July 12th. Okay. So a lot of people right there. Jack, you were August?
August.
Yeah, you were August something.
Not a football guy. I mean, come on. Training camp?
Pavetta got shelled on my wedding day. That's
all. Okay. That makes up for it.
Well, it really was like the most on-brand thing possible.
Yeah. So I'm planning my bachelor party now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm starting to figure that out.
And?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking Austin. I've never been there. I've heard it's a good bachelor party spot. I kind of want to do Florida. I mean, you know, you can do the beach. I don't know. Where'd you guys do yours?
Oh, I did low-key. Got low-key. A house for a weekend down in down the shore.
That seems, yeah.
You know, I went to Chicago for
Chicago.
That's a good idea.
Phil's Cubs. I went to some breweries, all that stuff.
Chicago's a great city, too.
See, I've been to Chicago a bunch of times. Like, I go to Texas.
Well, because you're a big J.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I go to Texas a lot for Dallas because I go to the games there, but I've never had a chance to go to Austin.
So well, Austin's a cool town.
Austin's a cool town.
Yeah, it's a college town.
Yeah.
Great breweries.
I think it'd be good for a bachelor party.
Yeah, you'd have fun.
Yeah, so
you're not going to do Nashville like everyone else?
I've been to Nashville, too, because of the Eagles.
Yeah, right. but that's also that's the bachelorette capital of the world.
Oh, right, sorry.
That could be fun, too.
Just don't go to Vegas, and you were just in Vegas. Yeah, you've been all over the place.
I have no desire to go to Vegas.
What about Detroit?
Yeah, what about Detroit since you missed that
I don't
trip?
Know if that's going to fit on my on my schedule, unfortunately.
Are you going to make fans of Philly pay for your bachelor party, or are you going
to
do it yourself?
Great thing for them to sponsor if they had the opportunity.
Elliot's bachelor party sponsored by fans of Philly?
Sponsored by fans of Philly. I can get a bunch of Philly fans to go with me.
Can they sell packages to go with you?
Someone could live tweet it.
So you're engaged, so you guys are still very much in love. How often are you at odds with your fiancé, would you say, on a weekly basis?
Like, it's interesting. We don't really get at odds with each other. I just get in, like, bad moods. Like, I'll just be chilling there, and she'll just be like, you're in a bad mood. I'm like, yeah. But we don't really, like, fight about things.
Why do you get in a bad mood?
I'm an emotional guy.
Like, are you moody?
Yeah, she always says I'm sour. Like, I'll just be sitting there, and she's right. She's right. I absolutely get, like, emotional. Like, I'll just
you
be
get
chilling.
Pissy.
Yeah, I get, like, hissy fits. Like, a few days ago, we were out of butter, and I couldn't make breakfast, and it just, like, ruined my day for, like, 3 hours.
So, yeah, you have to
adjust.
She
looks at me, and she's like, I can tell that you're in a bad mood.
But why couldn't you make breakfast?
Because I didn't have the vegan butter I wanted.
Okay, so you use oil or something.
Look, I still made it. I'm just saying it was upsetting to me.
So that ruined your day.
Yeah, and she can look at me and goes like, oh, Elliot, God. Like, you can tell. I can tell he's in the mood.
I wish my wife was listening to this so she would know that she's got a good with me.
Yeah, well, look, she already should have known that.
Does your fiance call you Elliot or ESP?
Elliot, for sure. Although, like, we don't really use each other's names, I guess, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, no, I guess if she's, like, yelling down the steps
honey,
or something.
Honey.
But, yeah, babe.
Oh, really? You use babe?
Yeah.
Babe's a bad. Babe's
bad. I disagree. Mm,
yeah, I'm not a babe guy. I don't do the babe stuff. Mm. No.
Well.
That's after I've been married and at odds most of the time. It feels like now.
Yeah, but we both have very, like, I take the trash out. You know, like, we have our thing, so there's nothing really to, like, getting fights about, I would say. For now, I'm, you know, sounding, I guess, maybe a little naive.
Take the trash out.
I think that's an underrated, terrible task.
I'm in charge of that in my house, though.
Yeah.
Trash and recyclable, and I embrace it.
And it's always at night because it's like, oh, I got to take it out. So it's cold. Now it's cold.
Yeah, sure.
Take it through the house, but I can't have it touch the house because, you know, you don't want to, like.
Right.
Right. So that's one of my chores.
Elliot's an emotional guy.
Yeah.
He's moody.
Surprise that surprises you guys.
Because I never really see you get, like, whenever you're arguing or anything, like, he's always pretty.
Well, it's because I know I'm right. In my house, I'm wrong.
What do you get in a bad mood? Like, is it just like little things? Just
vegan butter.
Yeah.
They're out of vegan butter.
And that puts you in a pouty mood?
Yeah, I just sit there and she's like, I can tell you're in a bad mood. And then I deny I'm in a bad mood. And then that makes it worse.
But then when she sees, here's the reasoning, does it like bother her that that's
well,
ruining
what
your
happens
day?
Is I don't tell her for a few hours.
You tell her it's the vegan butter we
exactly,
were out of that.
Yeah,
and she's like, that's a little ridiculous?
Yeah. This happened a few days ago. We were out of the butter and I got in a bad mood about it. And a few hours later, I went up to her and I was like, sorry, I was just in a bad mood about that.
All right. Can you move out of Ike's chair, please, and go sit over
what,
on the other chair?
Guy chair?
Nah, I've
been standing all day.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Washington Township, New Jersey. Michael, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
What's up, brother?
Elliot, let me explain something to you about points given up, okay?
Okay.
Take the average points given up when they actually played a team with a real quarterback.
All right.
And the average points that they played when they figured out how to run the ball, keep the ball away from the other team, and combine that with the crappy quarterbacks. And that's where the point issue comes in. It has nothing to do with anything Gannon did or didn't do. Nick figured out, I have to run the ball so my defense isn't on the field as much. And then they played a bunch of crappy quarterbacks on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the points per game with the real quarterback.
All right, now, but here's what I want
you
to do
everything
then.
You need to know.
Okay, now go out and look at what other teams' defenses are when they play real quarterbacks and see what their points are. You can't just take the Eagles' points and then compare it to points around the league when all these teams play good quarterbacks and struggle.
I'm not comparing it to other teams. I'm comparing it to themselves. What they are versus a real team, what they are versus an idiot team.
But all defenses struggle against great quarterbacks. That's why they're great quarterbacks. Very few quarterbacks.
Not as much as this team struggled.
They haven't struggled.
I'm not saying how they are or not against other people. I'm talking about what you're saying is points allowed is points allowed. No, it's not. You have to examine the whole thing.
I agree there could be some context.
They start running the ball
and
controlling the ball 35, 40 minutes a game. That's why the points went down. Look at the Washington game. The first half, 16 points against. The second half, they ran the ball for 25 minutes. Washington didn't have the ball.
Well, but they also forced a turnover in the second half. They didn't allow any points. Like, so,
I'm not saying they weren't better in the second half. They were, but they had to be because they were atrocious in the first half.
So let me cut in here, Mike, and let me ask you this. How much of that do you believe? Let's just say that, and it's true, that when they struggle against the better competition and the better quarterbacks.
Yes.
How much of that is because of Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, Mike, and how much of that is based on the personnel that they have? Because I believe that I can't say if Jonathan Gannon is a good defensive coordinator or not, because you don't have the players to be able to really do what he wants to do.
This team has more talent on defense than last year's team.
It's an interesting question. I mean, they have a better cornerback opposite Slay.
They have better overall talent. They have better linebackers.
Well, and I think they're giving up fewer points, too, if I'm not mistaken. I have to check after that. I know the week.
Would you say they're an average defense or below average defense, Mike? Just personnel. Talent-wise.
No,
talent-wise and production-wise. Yeah.
Middle of the pack at best talent-wise. Production-wise, they're at the bottom.
But they're not at the bottom production-wise. That's the thing. Like,
they are at the bottom.
They're
now,
not.
Again, if your offense is on the field, the defense can't give up points.
But again, you can make this argument for all defenses. Like, the Colts have a great defense, but they have the best running attack in the league, right? So, yes, he is right that there are reasons the defense improved. It was the offense improving, all those things. But then, are you going to give that same context at the beginning and say, well, it was tougher for the defense early on because the offense was bad? Like, it works both ways. And that's why I think overall, when you just want to say, like, what's a good way to grade a defense, I think it's points allowed. Like, ultimately, that's what matters.
I think it's an average defense at best.
I think it's average, too. Like, I would put it, I don't know, probably like 16th, 14th, like somewhere between 14 and 16.
And it's difficult for me to fairly judge Jonathan Gannon based on the personnel and it being 1 year. I'm not firing him. Like, I think he's done a good enough job and he's made some adjustments later on. But, I mean, let's see what he does on Saturday.
Well, and I think a big part of it, too, is the front four has not been good. And
it hasn't.
Ultimately, Gannon deserves ultimate credit or blame for what happens on that defense, but I just don't think there's anything he can really do to make Fletcher Cox play better in one-on-one matchups.
I agree.
Which is going to be a problem this weekend, because as we all know, if your front four doesn't get home,
it's a great point.
Tom Brady's going to pick you apart.
It's a great point.
Got to get him off his spot. That's the first thing. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Coming up, Elliot, you want to be involved in the top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz?
Oh, it's been a career goal of mine.
All right. Well, there you go, Jack. Big expectations to live up to.
It is Elliot related.
I knew it would be.
Awesome. Top 5 of 5 with Jack. What does he have in store? Your phone calls. The Eagles, has this been a successful season for you already? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, score big on NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S 200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.